Let everything that hath breath give God praise. All right, do me a favor. How many people woke up and it was snowing your car? All right. That means we got to warm up some people then. I was not expecting that snow this morning. And I began to pray against it, and it's still there. So do me a favor. Do me a favor. Could you shake someone's hand, just one hand, and tell them it's good to see you in the house of the Lord? One, two. Get ready to celebrate, because we serve an almighty God. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
clap those hands. Yeah, 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 yeah. You're good, you're good, you are good, and your mercy forever. Hallelujah. You are good, and your mercy forever. All right. One more time, let's celebrate the Lord. Clap those hands and pick your feet up. One. Wonderful God he is.
Yeah!
just worship. To your neighbor, we don't do testimony service all the time, but this is your moment. Testify to your neighbor and tell them one thing God has been good to you in. Come over. Oh, y'all don't got nothing God's been good to you in? Find one person and tell them how great your God is. I mean, did he give you? What did he do for you? He's a great God. I said, he's a great God. I said, he is a great God. Psalms 147:5 says this: great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding, it has no limit. Psalms 48:1 declares that great is the Lord and the most worthy of praise in the city of our God. His holy mountain. God, you are great, and you're greatly to be praised. And we lift your name in the place by saying this unto you: great and mighty is our God. Help me say, everybody say, great and mighty is our God. Great and mighty. God, great and mighty is the Lord. he great and mighty in? Our God is great in every facet that he stands in. There is nothing our God is mediocre in. When he created man, he created us in the imago Dei of himself. You are fearfully, someone say fearfully, and wonderfully made. He is the great God. He is the great healer. He is lily of the valley. He's bright and morning star. We sing to a God that's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above what you can ask. I wish I had a help in here. He's able to do what beyond your comprehension. And so we sing to him. He's great. When his presence enters our atmosphere, we stand at attention with hands lifted and our voices raised and declare, he is great, the King of glory. He is great. So we say together, great and mighty is.
Great and mighty is our God.
Great and mighty is our God.
Great and mighty is our God.
Oh. And let's say, nobody like the Lord. Great and mighty are you, God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. It's your breath in my lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in my lungs. So we pour out. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in thy lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in my lungs. So we pour out our praise. Lift up your praise.
It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out. Pour out our praise, it's your breath
in our lungs.
In our lungs.
So we pour.
So we pour out our praise. Pour out.
Split
our
it
praise.
Up. It's your breath. Where it is.
In our lungs.
So we pour it out.
So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath.
Let's go.
Pour out
it's your
praise,
breath.
It's your breath.
In our lungs.
In our lungs.
So we pour.
So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath.
In our lungs.
In our lungs.
praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In Him will I trust. So we will praise the name of Jesus. It's Your breath.
Yes.
In our lungs. So we lift up our hands. Lift up our hands. It's Your breath in our lungs. So we open our mouths. Open our mouths. It's Your breath. It's Your breath. It's Your breath, God. It's Your breath.
I tell you.
Praise the Lord. This morning, Jesus wants to heal some people. If this is you, I'd like you to come right up front. I want to lay hands on you. Somebody here is dealing with muscle weakness. What do I mean by that is you lift your hands for any short period of time, and you're starting to lose strength in your shoulders and in your arms. And the Lord wants to heal you. He's going to rebuke that disease in your body. There's also another person right here, your left side, right below your shoulder blade. There's pain. And it's deep. It's beyond just the muscle level. It's deep and beyond. So if that's you, come forward. There's also another person, and I just sense in my spirit, you have a valve in your heart that's going bad, and God's going to give you a new heart this morning, a new valve in your heart this morning. If that's you, come forward. There's another individual that you're starting to deal with dimness of sight, and the Lord will heal you this morning if you'll come on up. We're going to just pray for you this morning in Jesus' name.
In our lungs, so we pour out our praise, pour out our praise to Your breath. In our lungs, so we pour out our praise, pour out our praise to Your breath.
Healing power,
in our lungs,
oh, healing power.
So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise to Your breath.
In our lungs.
Power. So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise.
It's Your
breath,
healing power.
of worship.
We pour out our praise. We
worship you, Lord.
So we pour out our praise to you only.
We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that this morning we can pour out our praise. And God, we're perfected in our praise. Thank you that in praise, God, your power increases, for you inhabit the praises of your people. God, today we just thank you that you have done miracles. God, today you've healed people, you've set them free. Lord, there's nothing that you do better than he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So God, we give you all the honor and all the glory. You're not just our Savior, you're also our healer. You're not just our healer, you're also Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides. Lord, there's nothing that we don't need. Thank you for divine access in the kingdom of God, that Jesus, we can come before your throne and access everything we need from heaven to earth. In the name of Jesus, and everybody said, amen. I said, everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Why don't you welcome three or four folks that maybe you don't know this morning. Say good morning. You look just marvelous today. I'm glad to be in the presence of the Lord. Can we have the lights on while they do this, please? Thank you. Come on, go find somebody you don't know this morning. Encourage them in the Lord.
All of you parents, all you parents. Pastor Ron is going to be starting. Going to be starting a class every third Tuesday of the month starting April 19th. It's going to be held from 6 to 7 p.m. in classroom number 1. You're going to be able to learn about godly principles. Colby, get over here now. You'll be able to learn about godly principles of what you should do and how to do it, and know that when you're raising your children the right way, you're going to be able to know that your children are going to be grown up in the best way possible. That was the suckiest stinking thing I've ever said.
Boy, we should sing. I should sing to her, right? It looks like we're in the moon.
All of you parents, all of you parents. Pastor Ron is going to be.
Hold on. I think they had a glitch. Praise the Lord. We are excited that you're here today. How many of you were excited about Easter last week? Wasn't it awesome? I know that we have a bunch of folks that are going to come to second service because the only snow we've seen from the year has scared them away for first service. You know, we had a lot of snow last night if you lived in Hawaii. If you didn't live in Hawaii, that's not a lot of snow for New Yorkers. Can I hear an amen? So it's good to have you in the house. We're thanking God for all of our folks that are online. What do they call that? Our online campus. Thank you very much. Today we just want to make sure that we understand that we were giving some things away, and we want to do that this morning. Right there, Rhonda Jean. If we could have a young lady come on up here. Come on up here, Jillian. Wow, you're Jillian. You're tall. She got big. Come up here, Jillian. Hurry up. It's Pastor Dan's daughter. So we're drawing this morning. Remember, you have to be here. So if folks' names are drawn, they're not here, then their names don't get the prize. We're going to go back in for second service just in case they are here for a second. But we're doing the spa package first. Amen. Who won that? Jazz here?
Jazz.
Okay, good. Here we go. No pressure. Did you put it back in already?
I did.
Here we go.
Jasmine, no, just kidding.
Azure
Morgan.
Azure won the spa package. Azure, what you need to see Pastor Danny's going to get your email and or your text, and we're going to text a coupon to you. So certificate will come in your mail. Awesome. Very good. One more. We're drawing for the Mother's Women's Brunch. Ladies, if you don't know about the Women's Day Brunch, oh, my goodness, you got to know about this. And so here we go. We're going to draw for the Women's Day Brunch. Is Tamika here? Where's Tamika? Second service.
Colleen Frisk.
Where's Colleen? Oh, man, this is the week to go to two services, is all I know. Carrie? Oh! Three strikes. Come on, give me another one on to Jean.
Kelly Snyder. The last part is jumbled. It starts with a W.
Oh, my goodness. Keep going. Come on, hurry. We got to hustle. Yay! Thank God you're here. Here you go, baby. Wow. That was a lot of work to give something away. Here you go, beautiful. We love you. She had a miracle 2 weeks ago, right? Has there been three? Been 2 weeks. She had a miracle. She got prayed for in rock solid faith, and God healed her body right there, and she's been set free. Amen? Isn't God good? Praise the Lord. We have so many details that we need to be brought for whatever reason happened to the video announcements. But Women's Day Brunch, ladies, Saturday, May 7th. This is the time to bring all of your children. I believe that the room there is a number, right? A cap number? It sells out every year, ladies. So you want to get all of your daughters, your daughters-in-law. It's a great time to bring them and make sure that you sign up for the Women's Day Brunch. Motorcycle Blessing is in the month of May. Just getting everybody ready. And you need to read your bulletin because I'm not going to read it for you. Very good. Praise the Lord. We want to welcome all of our online campus. Can you give the online campus a shout this morning? It's amazing how many people we believe, you know, because each computer, we can only count the computers, but we believe there's at least between one and plus five that are watching. So we could literally have a congregation online of up to 250 to 500 people that are watching every single week. So we welcome our online campus. Give them another shout this morning. We also want to welcome all of our guests that are here this morning. If this is your very first time at His Tabernacle Family Church, could you raise your hand up? We're not going to make you stand or anything. But if you're very first week over on this side, very good. Very good. Anybody else, our guest, first time guest at His Tabernacle? Come on, get your hand up. It's all right. No one's going to chase you down. Very good. Can we give our guests a hand clap this morning? Very good. Thank you so much. My beautiful wife is going to receive the offering.
Amen. Oh, it is good to be in the house of God. There's nothing better than His presence. This morning, it was just like being able to touch the hem of His garment. I believe miracles happened in this house this morning. He is so good. Our greatest manual for life is God's Word right here. This is our manual for life, right? It's our manual for everything, for life and godliness. And in Philippians 4:19, it says, "My God shall supply all my needs." Now, this is the word of God. It's a promise from his word. Philippians 4:19, "My God shall supply all of my needs." Some of them, just for some people, no. "My God shall supply all of my needs." I love the way that verse starts. It says, my God, the one that we have made Lord, the one that we have made God, shall supply all of our needs. And his word says, if you love me, keep my ordinances. And if you're keeping his ordinances from his word of tithing and being good stewards of your finances, you are declaring him as my God. And my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. When we make him my God, we can stand on that solid truth of knowing that he will supply all of our needs. That is such a powerful single scripture from the word of God, but as powerful as every other truth in this word, as powerful as the truth of salvation, as powerful as the truth of you are healed in the name of Jesus. The same truth applies to my God, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, shall supply all of my needs when he is my God. Amen. Are you ready to declare him today as your God that supplies all of your needs? Stand to your feet. We're going to make our supernatural declaration confidently because these are our promises from his word. Deuteronomy 28 says, if I obey, then I am blessed going in and I am blessed going out. I am blessed in my storehouse and I am blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up. Because I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. I'm blessed. Come on and bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord this morning.
Pastor Michael Spencer, I just want to say happy birthday to you, 50 years old. I'm sure everybody in their videos is going to say something about it's your Pentecost year or something like that, but 50 is the new 25. We've cut your age in half prophetically, and now you should be walking around in skinny jeans and a tank top that extends down past your thighs. We love you so much. Looking forward to seeing you again. It's amazing what God is using you to do there in Horseheads, New York. What a powerful ministry, powerful church. And we thank God for you as the leadership of that vision. And I'll see you again very soon. But I just wanted to say happy birthday from me and my family here in Virginia Beach. We love you guys.
Hey, my friend, this is a message for you, my dear friend. Thanks for everything you taught me, how to follow the Lord and do everything I'm supposed to be doing, try to behave.
That is Sergeant Gonzalez. He is in Kuwait right now on his third tour.
I hear you're getting older, more like 65, so I just want to wish you a happy birthday. Just letting you know I love you, I love your family. Thanks for everything you guys do for us, for me and my wife and the kids. God bless you. Let's see if I can go on vacation to visit you next time when I come back home to the U.S. Pray for us. I know you always do. Pray for my soldiers. We're going out for a hot mission again. Take care, brother. Love you. I miss you. I don't have a lot of things to say right now because I might start crying. But, I mean, I really miss you, buddy. Hang in there. Oh, by the way, you owe me 50 push-ups, man. When you gonna start paying? When you start paying, please record and send me an email with your 50 push-ups. All right, take care, buddy. Love you. Bye bye.
I want to just read a scripture as we honor Pastor Michael Spencer. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. The Apostle Paul said, "This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that you by them might war a good warfare." And then the scripture comes to mind, "Despise not prophesying." In the Old Testament, the word prophesy was a Hebrew word, naba. It meant to speak under the divine unction of God. And I believe every pastor, every preacher of the gospel, that's our desire, to speak under the divine unction, the power, the ability, the capacity, the force of God's Spirit. And Brother Michael Spencer has dedicated his life and his precious wife Rhonda to the preaching of the gospel. And now, as you turn 50, we think about not only what God's done for us in the past, but Brother Michael, what he will do for us in the future, and in particular for you. Your best days, I believe, are ahead of you, because the kingdom of God is based on increase. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn on the ear. So things are only going to get better for you as God's servant. I pray, Brother Michael, that the Lord would bless you in your ability for strength, for health, for wisdom, to see the kingdom of God grow right there in Horseheads, New York. May he give you and your wife, Rhonda, a special season of blessing like never before. And from me and my precious wife, Bonnie, we just want to say happy birthday to you. God bless you. And I pray in Jesus' name that you'll have the best year you've ever had. God bless you.
Can you believe Mike Spencer?
Mike Spencer. Oh, yeah, I remember him.
We met him, 30 years ago?
30 years ago at Zion Bible Institute. Yes.
And can you believe he's 50 now?
It's hard to believe.
And remember at Zion how opinionated he was?
How crazy he was.
He was crazy. Remember, he was always trying to stir things up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he was loud, obnoxious. And 30 years ago, I mean, that just seems like 30 years ago.
I mean, it does.
And now here he is 30 years later, and he's still loud.
He's still opinionated.
He's still crazy. Yeah, I heard he recently got saved. So that's
good. Good job, Mike. We're so proud of you. Good going.
We remember the days 30 years ago, but Mike, we've always considered you a friend, and
yes,
we celebrate with you your 50 years of life on this earth.
Yes.
Can't believe it. Can't believe God was crazy enough to give both you and I a church. But somehow he was desperate enough and said, "I guess I'll grab those two guys." And we just think the world of you. We consider you our friend. You know that you're such a kind, giving person.
Yes.
And we are honored to celebrate with you of your 50th birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mike. We love you. We love you too, Rhonda.
Yes, marrying Rhonda was the best thing you ever did.
Without a doubt. We know that. Love you guys. Have
love
a great time.
Well, let's give our pastor a hand, can't we? Now, that's exactly what I was going to say. Let's stand up and salute our pastor. I don't care. Make him uncomfortable. I'm going to tell you why. All right. You may be seated. I'm glad he was made to feel uncomfortable. Most pastors that are humble feel very uncomfortable when people begin to applaud them. And pastor always declares, and he says this, that sometimes you don't know what you have until you are no longer able to have access to it. One of the saddest things I think that we face, even here in Horseheads, is that we do not realize the responsibilities pastors really walk in. The late Dr. Caesar Clark, who was a pastor of a mega church many years ago, was not even called mega church, but the late Dr. Caesar L. Clark said this. He says, we must continue to pray for the weak, but we must not forget to pray for the strong. That went over some of y'all's heads. Let me bring it to you. You never stop praying for the people that are weak, but please do not forget to pray for those that are strong. Because if you forget to pray for those that are strong, who will help the weak? So if someone is always helping you, preaching to you, assisting you, giving you a word of encouragement, when does the strong have that same opportunity? And so today, Pastor, even though people think that you never get sad, even though people think you never get discouraged, that's a lie. Because he is human just like Jesus. Jesus said, will you leave as well to the disciples when they all left with the multitude? Peter said, no, we can't leave because the word is in your mouth. The word is in your mouth. Did you not know that there's pastors? It says, the statistics say in the Barna, and I'll give this and then we'll do this next portion, that there are at least 1,500 to 2,000 pastors leaving every month. You never thought about Pastor Mike being gone because he's here every time. He's here helping feed children. He's here helping encourage you. He's praying for you. This is the truth. This is one of the first pastors I can say on record, and I've been around a bunch of the big wigs and those that are in small places. He's one of the first that I can honestly say that his mission is souls. Seriously. I say that. And I've said that to him many times before. I'm not standing here today to get brownie points. I don't need them. I'm standing here to say that this man took a chance on me about a year and a half ago. And, sir, I am so appreciative because I could have went many places. But there was some guy in Horseheads who took a chance on a dude from Burlington Township who I'd never heard of and called me on Thanksgiving Eve and left me some crazy message about his Tabernacle Church that I never heard of in my whole entire life. But God has placed us together. And on last night, that is right, it was called Divine Appointment. On last night, we celebrated his birthday. Those that were able to come came, and we were so appreciative that God had given us a leader in this vineyard. But on today, there are some people in this place who probably are saying, I was not able to come last night, Pastor Johnson. But you know what? I want to be a blessing to the man of God. There was a time when I wanted to go back to school, and I want you to pray as I'm saying this right now to you. I wanted to go back to school, and I couldn't figure out how I was going to pay it. And the Lord said to me, he said, you need to give your pastor an additional $100 every Sunday on top of your tithes and offering, which was already in the hundreds. Now, for some of you, you're probably saying, well, how much was that? None of your business, but it was already in the hundreds. Every week. This is not bi-weekly, sir. This was every week. And I was saying, God, now you know that $100 can give me some Jordans, Cody, Pastor Cody, amen. It can give me, but God said, sow an additional seed to your leader on top of your tithes and offering. So about every week, I'm giving close to $300+. And that's not including special offerings, because at my church, we had special offerings all the time. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I did that. I didn't make six figures a year. I was doing okay, but I didn't make six figures a year. And when I did that, I found myself sitting in the office of the president of the University of Valley Forge, whom God brought us together because it was divine appointment. That man took a chance on me, just like this guy took a chance on me. Until this day, me and Dr. Don Meyer, who was a very imperative figure in the AG Assembly, one stroke of his pen can put you in some important places. And he brought me into the university and gave me a chance. And you did the same thing. And I'm saying to you today, if you knew that Pastor Mike took a chance on you, well, Pastor Johnson was Jesus, but this guy has impacted your life. He took a chance on you. He gave you a word. I'm asking you to go into your spirit man now and say, God, how can I be a blessing to the man of God? The word that he gave me saved me from giving up. The word that he preached put me back on the right track. The prayer that he prayed, it healed my body. I want you to ask yourself on today, how can I be a blessing to the man of God? If that is the case and you want to do that, I want you to get your offering ready. Our people are coming. We're going to receive this offering in the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, if you don't have it, I don't want you to feel bad and say, I can't give it. But I just believe in blessing the men and women of God. For when you bless the men and women of God, I'm telling you, it will come back more than you gave out. I went to school basically for free. That's the first part. Amen. As I said in that president's office, he said to me, we have never done this for anybody, because I acknowledge what God told me to do with my man of God with the extra $100. I'm not asking you to give $100. I'm not asking you to give $75, $50, $15. Whatever the Lord, someone say the Lord, whatever he's placed upon you to give. Are you all excited about being a blessing to the pastor? Well, let's do this. Let's stand. Let's everyone stand. We're going to pray. I'm not going to declare it because I may mess it up, but I want to pray. Amen. And then we're going to release that offering, and then we're going to move on with our service. If you have it, hold it with your wife or hold it by yourself. Father God, thank you for this moment. Thank you for the opportunity that we can be a blessing to Dr. Michael Spencer, an angel that has been carved and shaped and put in human clothing, placed on earth. Yes, he's an angel. He's a man of God. He is a person that you picked out of a place in Massachusetts and brought him down here, starting him with nothing. But God, look what you've done now. We're thanking you, God. We're thanking you. We're thanking you that we are praying for the fact that he's not giving up. He's not trying to walk away. Father, we thank you for the fact that he loves this church. He loves the people. He loves to be a blessing to others. It's just not about HT, but God, he wants to touch as many people as possible. We're praying that every idea, every dream, every goal, it will come to pass. We thank you, God, for how every weapon of the enemy is being destroyed. And we thank you for the influx that we shall receive in this house. I feel like really praying, but God, at this moment, touch the hearts of the people to be a blessing. And God, bring it back to them and allow them to know that this is just not gimmicks or games, but that being a blessing to the man of God can bring an additional influx into their home. In Jesus' name. And we all say amen. Amen. Now, let's just all come as one and show solidarity. And let's begin to bless the man of God as we give in the household today. Come on, let's do it right now, everybody. Let's just move from wherever you are and just walk in this gift. The tithing and offering portion, that is fine. If you haven't yet given, but you want to give now, we're going to ask you to still come. Thank you so much. For me, when I think about Jesus, how he set me free, I can dance.
Praise the Lord. That is very humbling. I appreciate that.
Thank you all so much for not only my opportunity to believe in you and who God has for you and what God has for you, but also that you believe in your pastor. And that's very important. You know what we find is I do a lot of coaching with pastors. I find there are a lot of pastors and individuals, they don't have anybody that believes in them. And I just thank God for this house. We got an amazing church. Turn to someone and say, you are an amazing people. It is very true. You are a unique people, an amazing people. This is an awesome church. And as your pastor, I am just so blessed to be able to be called to this location. Open your Bibles with me this morning to the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 3. This is the year of? Come on, church. This is the year of kingdom seed. Turn to someone and say, this is the year of the kingdom seed. Very good. The year of the kingdom. We talked all last year about the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So many times people are seeking church, they're seeking religion, but God has called us to seek his kingdom. But if you don't know what his kingdom is, then how can you seek the kingdom? And if you don't seek the kingdom first, then how are you putting Christ first? So there's a need to understand the principles of the kingdom. You can grab them right online. They're free. All last year's messages are all on our website for free. Get on there, eat it, grow in it, learn, mature what the kingdom is. But this year, the Lord spoke to us to take it to the next step, and that is to start talking about the major principle of the kingdom where everything you need is within a seed. You see, the seed principle is literally the compelling principle that God created at creation himself. In fact, God himself lives by the same principle of sowing and reaping. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 1, verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall. Come on, whatsoever he does shall. Whatsoever he does shall prosper. Turn to someone and say, I want to prosper. Some people say, well, I don't want to prosper. I want to remain poor. I have never found somebody that sat back and said, I love living in poverty. Every single person wants to prosper. God wants you to prosper in all things and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. The Lord wants to take you to a new place. God wants to graduate you. God wants to take you to a new place and plane in the spirit so that you will grow in him and every facet of your life will increase because of the blessings of heaven. We started talking about, not last week, which was Easter, but the week before, about the seed of your thoughts. You know something, when you really start thinking about the seeds of our thoughts, we recognize that most of us have put ourselves in a very bad condition. The Bible says that Job, what he feared the most, came upon him. Many people say, well, you know, God allowed the devil to do such and such and so to Job. It just shows you're not sure what the Bible says. When you really study the book of Job, you recognize that Job literally brought on and activated the demonic spirit, the devil himself, to go before God. Why? Because the thing he feared the most, well, how do you know what he feared? Because he thought about his fears. You see, fear is a thought. It is the opposite of faith. It is the enemy of your soul. Faith, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For we must believe that he is, and it is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. There is a need for us to know, to understand that fear, the thoughts in our minds, literally control and dictate who you are. Bible says in Psalms 23, verse 7, for as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. Today, you is because of how you think. Let me just say it again. Today, you is because of how you think. This is the word. You do what you do because of how your thoughts are. You act how you act because of how your thoughts are. We started talking about 2 weeks ago about the amazingness of our God. How God literally told us that we could change our minds. I'm not just talking about our minds, but our brains. There is a difference between the mind of man and the brain. I want to remind you that you were created in a trichotomous portion. You are a spirit who has a soul that lives in a body. Say that with me. I am a spirit. If you're born again, your spirit man is alive. If you're not born again, if you have not asked Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, then you are dead in your trespasses and sin. So you are a spirit who lives in a soul. What is a soul? Your intellect, how you think, your mind, your intellect, your emotions, and your will. And then we all live in a body. Pinch the person next to you. Make sure their body is still alive. Very good. Your physical body only acts out either your spirit man, who is directed by the Holy Spirit or not, or your soulish man. The Bible says if you are living by the flesh, then your physical body will manifest your fleshly actions. If you walk in the spirit, you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You know how everybody says, don't judge me. The truth is, we don't need to judge anybody. We all judge ourselves by the way we act. Our actions show who we're serving in our life. Let me say it one more time. Our actions actually show us who we're serving. If we're walking in the spirit, then our flesh man will act like Christ. For it's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. In the life that I now live in the flesh, I live according to the faith of the Son of God. But if we're walking to the flesh man, that means we're living according to our sinful nature. Then what happens is, that is what's going to show on the outside. We're going to act like the devil. We're going to live like the devil. We're going to manifest not godly principles, but we're going to manifest our own selfish will and desire. You see, every one of us are easily told. No one has to look at us and judge us. The fruit on our tree judges us for us. We started talking about neuroplasticity. Everybody shout, neuroplasticity. It's actually a science in how our brains can change by our thoughts. Literally, and it's so dynamic, when you really start studying how God fearfully and wonderfully made us, how God has given us 300 million plus years of memory. When people stand up and say, well, you know, the first thing that goes is your... That is not true. Even the thought that you allow to dictate to your mind that your mind is going to slowly slip away because you're of a certain age is a lie from hell. God did not create your body to lose memory. God gave you 300 million plus years of memory to be able to contain what you and I can see down on this earth. Our brain causes and changes the thoughts, our thoughts literally change the physical mapping of our brain through what is called neuroplasticity. The very unconscious mind that we have thinks 400 billion actions per second, 24 hours a day. Our conscious mind thinks 2,000 actions per second. The conscious and the unconscious mind collide and bring information together 40 times per second. Our non-conscious mind thinks in quantum speeds, which is faster than the speed of light, at 186,000 miles per second. You see, when we start realizing that we weren't just a slime that kind of just happened, or we aren't the Big Bang, but we were created in the very image of God. And you know what I love about God is that our greatest understanding is stupidity to Him. But yet when you start recognizing how amazing He created us to be, when He said and created mankind, and He created us in His image according to Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, and God said, let us create man in our image and in our likeness, God gave us something that no other creation on this planet has. He gave us a brain. Turn to someone and say, I got a brain. Now that brain that God has given you literally is creative. You know, I've heard people say, well, you know, as Christians, we aren't creative beings. That is a lie. Listen, you create, in fact, right now, while you're sitting in your chair, while you're watching by live stream, you are literally creating. Your physical brain is creating right now. Well, what's happening? Our brains have over 100 billion neurons, and a neuron is like a tree. I showed the picture a few weeks ago. Every neuron is attached to a microtubule, which is like a branch. This is where we store our memories. Each microtubule is like a railroad track that sends and receives and holds information. And right now, as you're listening, there is temporary memories that are lodging right now in your microtubules. What's happening when they are there for 24 hours, there is a another chemical, another protein that is released called a ChemK2. That chemical then grabs that memory and sears it into your microtubule. Not only does it do that, but it also sears it on your physical heart. That is just amazing. They've been able to prove this scientifically because when there was a heart transplant, the person who received the new heart was actually having dreams from the person that heart came from. Not only that, scientifically, what happens is that ChemK2 then wraps up that memory into your DNA. Every memory that we have is wrapped up in our DNA. And that's why the Bible says the sins shall go to the fourth generation. They've done studies and seen that the very memories that we have, they go into generations. Those generational capsules, those generational memories are not released into the physical body, into the next generation, until a memory stimulates it, opens up that portion of the DNA, and then the memory of the adult, the memory of the past generation is passed on. You see, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are not an ignorant individual. You are a powerful man and a powerful woman. And God today is working creation right now in your brains. And God is saying that how we think, listen, this is just straight up science. In the science principle that as you think, creative action is happening through the power of the brain, the physical brain, and literally you are creating trees called thought trees. I love the fact that our verse for the year, you shall be like a tree. You see, your mind and my mind, how we think, determines the direction that we're going to be for the rest of our lives. Two people go through the same problem. One successful, one failure. Why? Well, it's not because the environment has changed. What has changed? One thought success and one thought defeat. Your mind literally directs your life. That's why the word of God is so clear. For as a man thinks, so he is. We have got to say to ourselves that, Lord, I do not want neurochaos in my brain. I do not want death to be stirred in my brain. You see, when you think positive, when you think the word of God, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, when you pray and seek first the kingdom of God, these creative trees are branching off in your brain. Literally, tissue is forming. And God is creating in you life, because as in you, the science declares it again, 75 to 99% of all physical and mental illnesses come from thoughts. You see, this is where God, he took chapter and he said, listen, I want to teach you how to think. You see, as we are, that is how people will understand who God is. If the church does not start arresting their thought processes, then we're going to be just like everybody else with a little name tag that says, I love Jesus. But our life says, I don't want to be like Jesus. You see, this is truly the understanding of bringing success in your life. Turn to someone and say, I want to be successful. Come on, tell somebody else, I don't want to be a failure. Then the only way to make this occur is to arrest your thoughts. There are millionaires sitting in this room today. You are one thought away from being a millionaire. No, I don't think you heard me. You are one thought away of being a millionaire. You are one thought away of being successful. You are one thought away of activating the destiny that's in your life. You are one thought away of responding to the Holy Spirit and allowing Christ to be the Lord of your life. You are one thought away of stepping into eternity with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are one step away of demise and detriment and destruction in your life. Every one of us are one thought away. What we allow literally is forming. Now, just as we have when we think the God kind of thoughts, we have the microtubules and we have the thought trees and all of that ChemK2 working together. But you also, when you think negatively, it also is creating. Science has taken pictures and proven that when you think negative, when you are doubting, when you are complaining and whining and crying and sitting and sulking, you are literally still creating trees in your brain. Those trees, that neuro chaos, the tree looks so different from what God desires you to create. The trees of neuro chaos are literally ratchety. They look like shrunken tree branches that have no leaves on them. And they are literally creating death within your physical body. Now listen, you can say whatever you want to me, but you just need to do a little study. Because when you start understanding quantum physics, when you start understanding how God created your brain, then you cannot sit back and blame everybody and anything else for any failures in our lives. For if God is for you, baby, who can be against you? There's nothing impossible for those who believe. You see, there's nothing that I cannot accomplish. There's nothing that I cannot do. Well, why is that possible? Because with God on my side, I cannot fail. And when you understand the thoughts of the kingdom of God, you arrest the negative and release the God thoughts, then you'll see that health will grow in your physical brain, your physical body, and you'll see your activity and your attitude transition. You see, when you're not saved, you live by the flesh, which means this. You complain all the time. You whine all the time. You get upset at people all the time. You're constantly screaming, yelling. You're nasty. Well, why? Because you have no eternal destiny. You see, with Christ on your side, the only thing you have is to live in the flesh. And if you're going to live in the flesh, then the thoughts that most come to mind are not victorious, but they're usually detrimental. We live and allow our minds to activate excuses. So all of a sudden we sit back and we start thinking about what tomorrow is going to be or what today is going to be. And, well, I can't come to church because, you know, it's snowing out. You would have gone to work. And you're sitting back and you're saying, well, you know, that's not a negative thought. Yes, it is. The moment you allow thoughts that are not creative thoughts, that are not power thoughts, that are not God thoughts, I can do all things through Christ who, then the only thing you're creating is those death trees in your brain. Now again, I'm talking neuroscience. When I preached this 2 weeks ago, we have a large group of people in here that work in the medical world. One of them came up to me after service and said, "That is exactly what we studied, exactly what we understand in the medical realm." They understand it, but in the church we don't understand it. In the church we don't live it. We just kind of happenstance the whole thing and hope Jesus pulls us through. But God has given us literally the dialogue. He has given us literally. Have you ever heard a parent say, well, you know, there's no manual to being a parent? You know something? We have a manual given by God in how to think and how to be successful in every area of our life. And when we apply the manual, you will see and understand that in the creative processes of literally thinking thoughts that create in our physical brain, we then will live a healthier life, a healthier attitude, will be enjoyable, will have the joy of the Lord being our strength. We will love people even that don't love us. And we'll start living in victory instead of defeat. And I'm not just talking in attitude, I'm talking in our physical bodies. The environment a tree is in determines the life or death of the tree itself and the fruit it produces. Well, you know, no one believes in me. No one cares. Come on, you've seen this. Maybe this is you.
Maybe you're going through hard times in your life. Maybe you're going through struggle in your life. And your mind, your thoughts. Listen, I'm not talking like when everyone's hanging around you. When you lay your head down at night. When you're driving in the car alone. When you're sitting by and sulking. You see, the thoughts that come to your mind look just like a bird. You heard me say it a few weeks ago. There's nothing wrong with a bird flying around your head. The problem is when you let them nest in your hair. These thoughts will always come, but it's what you do with these thoughts that's going to determine whether or not they're going to grow health or death within your physical brain, which affects your physical body, which affects your attitude and every action of your life. You see, this is the power that God has given us. This is the power of the Holy Spirit within us. He has taught us and teaching us how to be successful in every area of our lives. You see, when you sit back and you look at your marriage and you say, well, my wife doesn't love me. Nobody seems to care. I've got this excuse and that excuse. You soon will be divorced. Why? Because you've destroyed even the life of marriage in the brain before you touched anything else. You see, when you got saved, something changed. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1 that when you got saved, you got the new nature. I've heard people say this all. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. Some of these old statements are as dumb as stones, aren't they? Well, you know, that's just the way I am. I had a relative who used to do that to me. He used to say, hey, listen, it's just the way I am. You like it or lump it. Like it or deal with it. I don't really care. I'm not changing. Well, you're an idiot. Because whether you like it or not, you are changing. The thoughts that you're creating in your brain are keeping you alive or killing you. You're either going to think like God or think like the devil. Well, you know, I just can't change my mind. Yes, you can. The Bible says that he has given us the mind of Christ. Literally today, if you're born again, shout, I am. If you're born again today, you have the mind of Christ. Remember, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Remember what the Word of God declares, that you are a new creature in Christ. Listen, you don't have to accept even the trespasses from the past. You don't have to accept the diseases from your folk. You don't have to take a hold of the generational curses from behind. You can be that new generation, for you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You are a new man and a new woman. It's time to recognize you have the mind of Christ. If you have the mind of Christ, what is the mind of Christ? Come on now, think about this. What did Jesus say was impossible? So why do we? If Jesus loved the most unlovable people, come on now, he got down on his hands and knees. We're talking about the Redeemer, the Savior. He got down on his hands and knees and washed the feet of Judas when he knew he was going to betray him. If Jesus can do that, you can do that. Well, how is that possible? Because I have the mind of Christ. And as you think, so you are. I'm hoping you're getting this. Our excuses must be arrested and thrown out of our lives. They must be something that are never allowed. We can never allow the excuses of our mind and our thoughts to disembark us, disable us, and destroy the destiny that Christ has before us. Because the moment we do that, we are taking away by our very thoughts what God's passion is for your life. And God said he wants you blessed. God says you are a son and daughter of the Most High King. God says you are his ambassador and as a representation of heaven. He didn't call us to be failures. He called us to be blessed. Can I hear another amen? You see, this is where you and I must start obeying the Word of God. You know, sometimes you'll see me driving down the road and, well, hopefully you don't see it much anymore, but it was a lot earlier. Be driving down the road yelling in the truck, in the name of Jesus, you foul thought. I would start yelling because why? Because I'd have a thought, bird flying around my head, and I had a choice. You see, the thought is not the sin. James chapter 1. The thought is not the sin. The temptation is not the sin. It's what you do with that thought, what you do with that temptation that you allow in your brain, in your life, that will start to destroy, because sin brings forth death. As a man thinks, so he... See, today you do what you do because of your thought life. Today you say what you say because of your thought life. Why? Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth. I was once taught by a man who was a 42-year executive with Prudential. He said, whenever you're interviewing somebody, make sure you interview them for at least 40 minutes. He said, because they can only say stuff for about 30 minutes, and then what they really believe starts coming out. The longer you interview them, he told me, what happens is the real them starts to talk. The moment they begin to talk, they reveal how they think. The moment they reveal how they think, you know they're going to act. It's not what their resume says. It's what their head says, what they speak, and what they live. You see, as God has called us to be on this earth, we weren't saved just to go to heaven. We're here as examples of people. We're here to bring forth the glory of God, to save the lost, to reach down and declare to them, I've got a reason that you need Jesus. The reason is, look at, my life is blessed, and God wants to bless you. God wants you to know him, to walk with him and talk with him. But what happens in many believers is we don't live a life of blessing. We live a life of survival, and we complain the whole way through. We just sit back and say, well, I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't. Well, I'm defeated. Well, you know, if somebody did care, it would be amazing, but nobody seems to care. I'm just getting too old. Well, if you only understood my life. You see, what we don't understand is that in our own mind we're validating. But what we're actually doing to ourselves is destroying the opportunity for God to be supernatural. We're taking God out of the equation. The Bible says, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and do not doubt, you shall have what you ask. But you see, what happens to many people is they allow the thoughts of their brain, they allow the thoughts of their mind to take and to see doubt in their life. And when doubt is in their life, then what occurs is this, is that now they start living doubt instead of faith. Therefore, they live by sight and not by faith. So all of a sudden, we've excused ourselves to death. And it's time to say to ourselves, listen, I've got to rest my brain. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 through 6, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when obedience is fulfilled. You see, God has told us, if you want to be successful, if you want to be healed in your physical body, hear me now, those who are dealing with sickness, if you want to be healed in your physical body, if you want to be healed in your relationships, if you want to be healed in your walk with God, if you want to be healed at work, if you want to walk in success and not failure, the place that it begins is taking into captivity every thought and imagination that raises itself up against the Word of God. Why? Because when you ponder the Word, when you meditate on the Word, what happens is creation is happening in your life, and God is spurning faith in you. So now you can walk by faith and not by sight. Be aware of the creation that you're allowing in your physical brain by how you think. Because scientifically it's proven you're passing it on to your kids. Who do you want your kids to be? Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your mind, your body, soul, and your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. If you do these two things, you fulfill all the law and the prophets. So what are we saying? We're saying this. If you choose not to think like Christ, then why are you shocked when your grandchildren, I didn't say your own children, because they without question will spurn what you believe. Because kids do not listen to what you say. They watch who you are. And all of a sudden, now your grandchildren are starting to act like you. And you're sitting back and saying, how did that happen? I'll tell you how. Because as you thought you were, and as you thought, you encapsulated those memories and those thoughts within your DNA. And then it get into your children and get into your grandchildren. You see, if there's ever been a time to live right, if there's ever been a time to walk right, if there's ever been a time to arrest your thoughts, listen, the devil is not your problem. The devil is already defeated. Satan is under the feet of the saints of God. He is not our problem. Victory in the name of Jesus. The greatest warfare is right between your ears by allowing thoughts to get in that are not God thoughts. And when you allow them to enter your mind, you start creating your life. People said to me, how can you do that? How can you build a church like that in that community? Don't you know all the churches fail? I'll tell you why. Because I refuse to believe all churches fail. I don't care what a man says to me. I don't care what another man's experience is. This I know, with God on my side, the vision will come to fruition. I'll fight the good way of warfare with the prophecies that I've received, and I'll see God come to fruition in this region. We'll bring a revival to this southern tier of New York by the power of the living God. We'll touch the northern tier of Pennsylvania. How do I know that? Because I know my God, and the only thing that holds him back is the people's belief in who he is. How you think is how you believe. And you'll pass it to your kids. Whatever's most important to you, your kids are getting. You can say you love God, but if you live like hell, you know you're passing it to the generations. You can't live 1 foot in the world and 1 foot in the kingdom. There is no such thing. Don't be deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. If a man sows to the flesh, he shall of the flesh reap corruption. If a man sows to the Spirit, he shall of the Spirit reap eternal life. There's no question here. Don't deceive yourself. What you're sowing for 3 to 4 generations. Who do you want your grandchildren to be? This is the question, because it stirs by how you think. See, I'm definitely not a perfect person. See her, she started to prophesy. Yes, you are, honey. But honestly, success doesn't come on accident. Do you know even worldly people believe this? When they did a study on millionaires, you know what they found? Is they write a vision down and they repeat it to themselves every morning, afternoon, and night. They speak the vision. Now, I'm not talking they're walking around with a Bible in their hand. They don't even know God. But they recognize, for whatever reason, I doubt that quantum physics was written when that Napoleon Hill wrote his book. But I will tell you this, is that if the church does not take our manual and start applying it to our lives, then just like the world looks at the majority of the church. Come on now. Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm almost done. 3 minutes. Do you know why they say the things against me and my wife that they say? Because they think we're millionaires. I just had a man walk up to me this week and say, I was wondering if you'd like to fund a bunch of houses that I want to renovate.
I'm thinking in my mind, he has never seen my checkbook.
But you see, the fact is that most people will never come to a pastor and ask that question, especially when the church is running 25.
Well, you know, we're just trying to remain humble. Just trying to make it by, glory to God. You know, we're just trying to survive until Jesus comes. Oh, that the trumpet would sound today to please deliver us from this evil world.
Let me tell you something. Jesus gave us dominion over this world. And you know something? God has given us authority on earth, under the earth, and above the earth. God has called us as ambassadors, and every ambassador, no matter what country they live, when they represent the country they come from, stand in the authority of the country. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How is heaven coming to earth? But by the sons and the daughter of the Most High God. For those who call themselves born again, blood washed, Holy Ghost filled, those walk by faith and not by sight, I refuse to be owned by thoughts that are not God thoughts. That alone determines your success in every facet of your life. I don't have time to finish the sermon. But I challenge you to go to the book of Philippians. I'm just going to read it and then I'm going to end. Finally, everybody shout finally. What does finally mean? Is it? Hello? Finally, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts. Fix them. That means they could be broken. Fix them means you take some super glue. You ever done that to somebody? Don't. You ever done that to somebody, you know, put super glue on something and told them to go pick it up? It's bad. Finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure, whatever is wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good rapport, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things, center your mind on them, and implant them in your heart. Change your brain. Get brainwashed. Renew your mind. Get cleansed. Get cleansed by the word, the washing of the word of God. Think God. Think the way he thinks, and you'll start to prosper. Now listen, this is the truth. We live this. Y'all look at what we have, and God's bless us. Last week we ministered to 1,400 people in this region, but we started with 5 people. You got to remember that when we started with 5 people, she abandoned raising her own children to go to work to start this church. And I had to get off the road to come, and I was on the road 1 week a month to make sure we had enough funds. But you see, what we don't realize is the amount of times discouragement came into our lives. The amount of time the devil tried to talk us out of, you see, he didn't see this, but God saw this. God saw this building up before it ever was. God already sees the next building up before it ever goes up. He already knows and calls it done. So who is going to stop me from seeing the next building go up? Oh, yes. Just me. I have the ability to stop the move of God. I have the ability to cancel the will of God. I have the capabilities of stopping the supernatural. All by how I think. How do you think? What are your greatest impossibilities? And why are they there? Have you ever taken... All right, I'm 2 minutes over. Have you ever taken one day? I do this with our leadership. Just take one day and write down the amount of times you talk negative compared to positive. Just one day. Not asking you to do it for a week. Just one day. Take one day and take a little piece of paper. Write negative on one side, positive on the other. Positive slash God's principles. And every time you talk negative or allow someone to speak into you negative, put a check. And every time you speak positive and the word of God or someone speaks that into you, put a check on that side. You're going to walk around like this all day long. And if you'll change that, your whole life will change. Stop using excuses. Live for Christ. And you'll see success crash your door down. The blessings will chase me down. They'll trip me up because I'm a child of God. Oh, we quote it every week. Many of you just don't believe it. But when you start believing it, you'll start speaking it. And when you start speaking the seed, you start laying down, come on now, you start laying down the crop. And then there's always a harvest. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that today, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, that God, we will be able to allow this word to seep into us. That, Father, we will understand that you want to wash us and renew us and make us new men and new women. How we think that, God, we may be as your word declares, whatever he does shall prosper. Lord, we want to prosper because we want to bring you glory. We want to fund your kingdom. We want to see more souls saved. We want to buy more Bibles. We want to preach louder, God, than we've ever preached before. God, we want to feed more children. We need to bus more children. We need to love more people. God, we need to help people that have no hope. God, we need to have his tabernacle house number one and number two. For the unwed mothers and for those, oh God, that have been abused. God, we need, Father, to house more souls for your kingdom. Lord, everything is about, Lord, you blessing us so we can be a blessing. Lord, and today I ask in Jesus' name that there's anybody in this room that does not know you, they'll make the first step of decision in their life. Start the recreation of their physical brain by launching into faith. Today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I'm not going to wait long. We're way over. Today, if you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior and you want him in your life, I want you to raise your hand up right now. Say, I need Jesus. I need to change the way I think, I live, and I act. Thank you, ma'am, right there. I see your hand. You can put it right back. I'm very proud of you, girl. Young lady over there, thank you very much. Anybody else want to receive Jesus as their Savior? In the back, very good, mama. Thank you very much. I see your hand. Is there anyone else? I'm not going to wait long. 5, 4, come on. Oh, young man over here, very good. 5, 4, 3. Very good, young lady. 3, 2, last call. Come on. Thank you very much. 1. Let's all stand to our feet. Hallelujah. What I'd like to do is all those who raise their hand, I want you to meet me right up here right now. Come on. I know you're saying, oh my goodness, I thought I was just going to have to raise my hand. Come on. Be brave. Get right out of your chair right now. Come on. Come on. Hand clap them down. Come on. Encourage them to come right now. Get out of your chair. Come right on up front right now. Hallelujah. Very proud of you. Very proud of you. See, today you're changing everything about who you are. A whole change is going to happen today. Today, a change. Let's pray. Father, I just release right now the body of Christ. I declare, Lord, as we eat this cake, that God, we won't get fatter in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you, Lord, for 50 years of serving you and serving your kingdom. And I pray, God, that everyone in this room, that, Lord, we will snatch as many souls from Lucifer's lair as possible while the remaining days stand before us. That God will be harvesters like we've never been harvesters before. I decree it and declare it over the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. I love you. Have an awesome day. This is Minister Randall right now.
There is a guest reception. If it's your first time with us, we'd love to invite you to this hallway so the pastors can greet you and meet you. Pastor will be out in the foyer in just a moment so that we can share cake and sing happy birthday to him. So we'll see you out in the foyer. And if you're our first time guest, please come greet us in the guest reception room in this side hallway.